What happened? Asked Helmholtz Watson. The controller sighed. Very nearly what's going to happen to you, young men. I was on the point of being sent to an island. The words galvanized Bernard into a violent and unseemly activity. Send me to an island? He jumped up, ran across the room, and stood gesticulating in front of the controller. You can't send me. I haven't done anything. It was the others. I swear it was the others. He pointed accusingly to Helmholtz and the savage. Oh, please don't send me to Iceland. I promise I'll do what I ought to do. Give me another chance. Please, give me another chance. The tears began to flow. I tell you, it's their fault, he sobbed. And not to Iceland. Oh, please, your fortune, please. And in a paroxysm of objection, he threw himself onto his knees before the controller. Mustafa Mon tried to make him get up, but Bernard persisted in his grovelling, the stream of words pouring out inexhaustibly. In the end, the controller had to ring for his fourth secretary. Bring three men, he ordered, and take Mr. Marks into a bedroom, give him a good soma vaporization, and then put him to bed and leave him. The fourth secretary went out and returned with three green-uniformed twin footmen. Still shouting and sobbing, Bernard was carried out. One would think he was going to have his throat cut, said the controller as the door closed, whereas if he had the smallest sense, he'd understand that his punishment is really a reward. He's being sent to an island, that's to say, he's being sent to a place where he'll meet the most interesting set of men and women to be found anywhere in the world. All the people who, for one reason or another, have got too self-consciously individual to fit into community life. All the people who aren't satisfied with orthodoxy, who've got independent ideas of their own. Everyone, in a word, who's anyone? I almost envy you, Mr. Watson.